glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. Where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. And please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen. Think for a moment about the egg. I know us to think about the white eggs we get in egg cartons, a dozen or 18 at a time, produced by Leghorn chickens. Those all the same size, all the same boring white color. Those in themselves are an incredible marvel and act of God. But think really about other eggs. They come in all kinds of colors and patterns and sizes, and really they are remarkable in their strength, in their design, and in their purpose. The unhatched animal relies on the egg shell for protection and also on its contents for nutrition. But the egg as it is can only last so long. It has to be cracked open for the new life to emerge, or for the very least for others to have its nutrition enter into them. An uncracked egg eventually has no purpose other than to look nice. Eggs, my friends, are meant to be cracked open. We have today in our gospel reading Jesus' deathbed sermon. And like all good sermons, it's succinct and directly to the point. Love one another as I have loved you. Now, in the context, he's giving these words in an incredibly distressful time. He has just sent Judas, the betrayer, out to do what he had to do. It would have been easy for me, if I were Jesus, just to denigrate him and say all kinds of horrible things about Judas. But he doesn't go there. He still loves him. And at the same token, Peter has been told, yeah, you're going to deny being my follower three times. And yet, Jesus still loves them. And tells us, hey, you got to do the same. If you want people to recognize you as one of my followers, you have to love as I have loved you. And oh boy, is that a tall order. But think about what's not said in the short sermon of Jesus. He's not saying, only love those with whom you agree theologically. Only love those who interpret Scripture with the same tools that you interpret Scripture. He's not saying only love those who have the same sacramental view. He's not saying only love those who go to worship, those who pray, those who read Scripture, those who are like you. He's not saying any of those things. He's not putting condition on his love and the love that we're supposed to extend. He just says, love one another as I have loved you. A love that goes to the cross for us. A love that says each and every person deserves my love. But to be cracked open in our love, to know that full love, to share that agape love of Christ, we really, really, really need to have the cognitive match the emotive. See, the thing is, it's really, really easy for us to go through the motions. I've been thinking, too, about my own life of faith. And in my church in Hudson, we go to Dorothy Day Center and feed the homeless. And also, on one occasion here, I've gone to Open Hands Midway and fed folks there. But I think if anyone had any kind of awareness that day, they could tell that my heart wasn't in it. I go through the motions, and sometimes I have to confess, I wonder, why are we feeding these people? Sometimes I put my doubts on and think, okay, are we being swindled here? Is this a racket? What's going on? There's not a lot of love in that attitude. My cognition of, yes, I know that people are down and out. Yes, they deserve a meal. Yes, they have circumstances that go beyond what I understand, doesn't meet the emotion. And then it's an empty love. It's not the love of Christ. On a more personal note, I have a kid who has severe depression. And it wasn't until her illness that I could put the cognitive to the emotive and realize that some things are beyond our control. And that really, to enter the realm of the mentally ill, you have to put the emotive with the cognitive, and then you can enter the story with profound love and acceptance. The thing is, my friends, I've realized, and hopefully not too late, that we cannot have categories. That we have to match our cognitive with our emotive to extend the love of Christ to all children. And that God doesn't view the children the way we view our siblings. We've had another emotional week in the news of our country and in the world. And if you've been like me, you've been frustrated at all the talking heads out there, not having conversation, not having love for one another, but rather just shouting. And it's not true just for our country, it's true for the entire world. A whole lot of love is not being realized because we have not allowed ourselves to be cracked open to have the cognitive or the thinking part match the emotions. So I think maybe we're too afraid, because we look at Christ and we look at ourselves and we say, there's no way I can do what you did, Jesus. But that's not true, because Jesus gives us an example to follow all the time. But more than that, he gives us the promise of help. And if we rest in the word and the arms of mercy, if we allow ourselves to tie our thinking with our feelings, then we will sense that incredible love of Christ that will not only make us better people, but the world a better place. Don't be afraid to let Jesus crack you open, because it really is for your own good and for the good of the world. And with that, what else can we say but to God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.